Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Ricey Unchained.
What a sports weekend, Patrick.
I hardly wiggled from the couch. I ran out of Diet Cokes by about noon. The bride had threatened to go to the store.
Yep.
To the store. She doesn't go often, but when she does, it ain't cheap. You know, it's a real shopping trip.
Yep.
But it's now 3:30, and I haven't had my next Diet Coke. And I said, are you going to the store, or do I have to go? But this is an emergency. We have to go. One of us has to go, so she went, and the tab was rather high, I understand. But I now have, like, four eight-packs at home, so I'm in good shape.
Small price to pay, too, for the comfort of staying on your couch. There's a tax to that. You know that.
First, I was so into watching sports yesterday that I watched the end of the Yale-Brown game for the Ivy League championship, which was the first one. The poor Brownies have only been to the tournament twice, 1939, 1986. They're going to put the game away. They got some guy that goes, they shoot four free throws in the last minute, make one, including a guy who throws two bricks right at the end. And then Yale comes down. Now they're only one deep behind. And guy drives in a lane. They leave the Brownies leave a guy standing wide open, and he just shoots a two-footer at the buzzer. And once again, we get the Yale Elis instead of the poor Brown Bears. So,
did you see the Kent State game where the kid lost track of the score?
Yes, I saw
that,
too.
And intentionally fouled with a one-point lead?
And he made a beautiful lunge to get the guy fouled.
Yep.
And he felt bad. And you know what? He should have.
Yeah.
You know, I just hope he doesn't self-harm.
His coach tried to defend him.
How?
I don't know. He tried to defend him. Bob Knight wouldn't have defended that kid.
You know who the coach of... Is he the coach? One of those two coaches was LeBron's high school coach.
Oh, okay.
One of them, and he's been there forever. You know, he got that job and he'd been there. But I don't... He was the coach who had to, and then end up, you know, instead of coming in and say, I used to coach LeBron James and now I got this knothead. Don't you feel sorry for me?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that was brutal.
But Saturday was a great couch day. Oh my God. You had every sport on and you had basketball, college basketball, which is the time that I actually watch it. I'm not sure about you. I don't really watch college basketball until the conference tournament.
No, I don't either. Because the conference tournaments in a lot of ways are more fun than the tournament.
Agreed.
Because they're, you know, they jump around and then they go out, you know, they're happy as hell and then they're going to get their ass kicked. But, in 90% of the cases. But this would be, you know, they're talking about 96 teams. They'd be idiots. You got to have the who's going to make it, who's not.
Yep.
You can't have everybody's going to make it. You can't say, you know, everybody's going to make it. So why do we even have a Big Ten? If everybody's going to make it, why have a Big Ten tournament? Why have a tournament?
Right.
In the major conferences. The Big Ten ended up with 7 anyway, didn't they? Was it 7?
That's right.
7.
The Big East got what?
Oh,
3.
They got hammered.
They're pissed.
Well, here's a new trend, which was very interesting. 6 teams turned down the NIT, including St. John's.
Yes.
On whom the NIT was built, basically, when it was a New York Invitational event, and St. John's has this incredible history. You know, they used to play their home games in the Garden, for goodness sake.
They still do.
Some of them, not all of them, but some of them. It's the finals are in the Garden. St. John's has got a chance to get there, and Rick Pitino's so upset that he says, I wonder if the Big East encouraged these teams not to go, because Pitt's not going either, right?
Right. And Tom,
no, Pitt's an ACC team now, though. Excuse me.
Tom Crean melted down about this. Pass up this?
But it's on ESPN.
And I think the NIT, if I'm not mistaken, the finals are now in Hinkle, correct? I think they moved them out of the Garden.
For this year, yes, the NCAA did that. It used to be the Garden, right?
Yes. So Pitino said, screw you.
Yeah. Pitt, Indiana. You know why Indiana said no? They don't want to get in a bracket with Indiana State.
Yeah, who got left out.
Who got screwed completely.
Yep.
You know, they had they played a good non-conference schedule and won a lot of games. And the net rating was great. And they got robbed. But he doesn't want to be playing them, because if they play him, they're probably going to play him down there.
6 Big Ten teams. Illinois, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, and Wisconsin. Got it.
And then... What, Minnesota and Ohio State in the NIT?
Minnesota is. I saw that.
Ohio State's in there, too, despite the fact. Boy, did Ohio State get suckered in, though. Let me go on the record. There is nothing stupider than to take a small sample of an assistant coach doing well with a team, and instead of having a search and getting a guy with a track record, you give him the job and give him a 5-year contract and have everybody say, oh, they did the right thing. The players really responded to him. You got a 6-game sample size. I don't know. Maybe the guy will turn out to be Izzo. Who knows? But this is idiotic to make that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 100 examples out there. You know, I like John Gutekunst. And John Gutekunst did okay for a couple of years, right? 3?
Yep.
But you could have had Bobby Ross, who won a national championship. They had him lined up to come here from Maryland. And Sid and Charlie Hallman and everybody says, these players love Goody. You got to give the job to Goody. You know, no, no, don't do that. You know,
that's where I learned the interim lesson.
Yes. Yeah. You're an interim for a reason. Yep. And you're a lifetime assistant for a reason. And I don't think Goody ever became a head coach again. Did he? Maybe another interim one. Did he?
Yeah, no, he did. He coached
somewhere.
Did he coach Wake?
He might have.
I think he did. I think he did coach again. But you're right. The players. There's nothing worse than the players told us not to make trades.
Yes.
Or the players said they love the interim coach.
Don't listen to the players.
It's because the players like status quo.
Mm-hmm. I got a tropical storm in my headset here, but that's okay. Can we hear it on the air or not?
No, you sound fine.
All right.
I've got a buzzing a little bit, but I'm ignoring it.
It's kind of wiggly in here. We have done something's going on in here. We got all kinds of instruments in the studio.
They removed some of those computer monitors that would be between you and Judd.
Okay,
those are now gone.
What are these circle things here?
Those are ring lights. Those are lights for when we're doing our YouTube stuff. We can put the lights on. It gets a good lighting.
All right. Well, they. Then we got these. We got these mics.
I don't know why the mics are bent down.
I think they're just bent all the way down. Yes. Someone's probably watching TV from that side. You know, who knows?
You are correct. Goody did not coach again as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He went to several different teams as like a DB coach,
mm-hmm.
co-DC at North Carolina, things like that.
That stuff like that.
So you are correct.
Great guy, but just the interim thing doesn't work. Sometimes it works, 1 out of 15. I mean, when you're Gonzaga and you lose Dan Munson, you can give the job to the assistant. What difference does it make? You're Gonzaga back then, right?
Right.
But
how about Munson and Patino?
Munson.
And the Munson thing's great.
Munson's the greatest because he's for the second time, he's left. By mutual consent, like he did here, 7 games into the season.
Yep.
He's going to leave by mutual consent. Okay. He did it again. They fired him again. And then he wins that tournament. So he's going to the tournament. That's what makes a 68 team tournament.
Yep.
Great. Because you got goofy stories like that. If you go to 96, it's no fun anymore.
Oh, I'm with you.
It's no fun
anymore. I prefer to go back to 64.
Yeah, I do too. What do we need those?
This play-in thing
is some of these conferences. You should just tell them, no, you're not good enough. We've got a limit. Now there's another conference down in Texas. Bunch of middling little crap schools trying to make themselves an entire Division I conference, and at some point the NCAA has got to say you can do whatever you want to, but. You're not getting in our tournaments. So
right. And there's another tournament now, too, right?
Yeah, well, for the women.
For the women, that's right. That's right.
Fought their way into a tournament. Now, they have a 68-team bracket, too, now, because they got to be fair.
Yep.
And then they have a new tournament sponsored by the NCAA to compare with the NIT is now owned by the NCAA in men.
Right.
Yeah.
But not women.
Now, it's 100, but not women.
Okay.
They added their own because the NIT that the women had didn't want to be taken over by the NCAA.
Okay.
So there's now a 30. So the NCAA women take their 68 teams. Then they take their 32 teams to the WMIT or whatever it is, right?
Yes.
So that's 100. That's 100 teams. We didn't make the top 100, our gals, but the NIT is a 64-team bracket. I believe it's a 64-team bracket. So we are in the top 164 women's teams in the country. So that's good.
What?
Now, it used to be
you
had to pay to play in these third and fourth-rate teams.
The Gophers turned it down one time.
The men's have. You have to pay.
Way back when.
Apparently, we're going to pony up to send Coach Plitzewait's Warriors out on the road, and we might win a couple, and boy, we'll get excited then. But all you got to know about Gopher basketball at current state is yes, because six teams said no, we get to go to the NIT, but we're not getting a home game.
And we used to always get a home game.
You always get a home.
They put them at Met Center. Well, at USC. Yes.
One reason they wanted us in the tournament was to draw people. Now we get to go to Butler, which is Hinkle Fieldhouse, right?
Yes.
But, because they know if they had an NIT game here, they'd have 1,800 people. Everyone is going mad in March trying to narrow the field down to a sweet 16. This is Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their Savory 16. You see, the Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies, giving them options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. The difference is, at the Canopy Group, their tournament never ends. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match you with the company providing the best coverage at the best price, and they do this annually. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology isn't foolproof. The sure bet is Canopy Group for your home and auto insurance. Last year, over 2,700 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
You know what we got, Pat? It just occurred to me right now. The Gopher football team got to go to a bowl game because of grades, because they didn't qualify.
Grades, right.
Now we've got teams that ducked out of the NIT.
Yes.
This is twice now.
Yes, right.
That we've got around the rules.
That's very good. It is.
This is a proud moment.
It is the equivalent of going to the Quick Lane Bowl. And, it's... Because they wouldn't have gone if not these other six teams hadn't, if at least three or four of them hadn't bailed out, they wouldn't have gone. So I do like the women's team, though. Is this the first time a team lost back-to-back games by 104 points and still can say, I want to have my young women have an opportunity to continue to play?
Is Braun back now for this thing?
Supposedly she might be.
Okay, so because if she can play, go ahead. If she can't play, say, you know what, thanks a lot.
And
no.
We're going to keep. No. By the way, I think today is the, this is the 25th anniversary of the Clem scandal, And we don't have a Clem banner, but if we end up being the WNIT runners up, we'll have a banner up there, baby.
Oh, God.
Maybe with a picture.
Nobody will get on my let's start cheating bandwagon idea. You know, we hear all these things.
You can't cheat anymore because there's legal cheating. No.
Right. But I'm just saying, we talk about the Dinky Town Collective, right? Like, there's not enough in the Dinky Town. I can find a way to make the Dinky Town Collective work.
How's that? Have somebody give them $5 million.
Yeah. Or this, relocate some of your, you make more TV cash than you know what to do with.
Yes.
Relocate it to a booster, have the booster launder it to the collective, and now I got $3 million
according to that court in West Virginia, where you do anything you want to.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then let's start doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Poor Clem.
The low light of the weekend, however, was to me, and the Big Ten tournament was pretty good, but...
Yeah, Saturday was fun.
But the low light of the tournament to me was Izzo, who's now reached that status where he becomes the pontificator.
Yeah.
He performs benediction.
A basketball pope.
Yeah, he becomes... And Ben Johnson, the Gophers could be the favorites going into next season.
Yep.
Get out of here. Shut up. We don't need this pandering, this patting a guy on the head and saying, oh, Ben, you're doing fine. Just hang in there, Ben. It reminds me, now this was not age-wise, but it reminds me of Lute had a streak where he was beating Dutcher all the time, right? And Lute once came into his press conference after beating the Gophers and Williams and told us, what the hell, what a great job Dutcher was doing, and we should be happy, you know, and Dutcher was doing fine. But this whole pandering, Lute, who's younger than Dutcher, I think, was performing benediction on Dutcher, and I remember I
was. The sanctimonious, yeah. Don't fire your guy.
No, because I just kicked his ass three times in a row, that whole thing. And I went after old Luther. That's when I decided, that's when I became a really... I never liked him because he was so smug, but he got Krzyzewski type smug in his old age. But that's the time I remember. I'd have to try to track that down. Obviously, well, I was in St. Paul then, but I went after him.
You know, the only good thing, because college sports is so screwed right now. But anyway, the only good thing is they are going to weed out these older sanctimonious coaches. Because did you see the whole Nick Saban thing about why I got out?
Yeah.
Because all it's about is money, and they were asking about...
I get the... But you. I want to be able to keep all the best players. I want to play against you with the best players.
And how many millions do you make?
Yes.
Like you're saying...
Nine and a half, right?
Yeah.
Or more.
And he and Miss Terry are very offended that these kids want to taste.
Yes, yeah. And he was... Wasn't he... Is it 12 was he making?
He renegotiates his contract constantly.
Yes, right. Our guy.
But then he doesn't like the fact these kids showed up because he was trying to teach them about life and said, I don't really care about your lessons. How much am I going to make?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he's when you're always having the best players and then Georgia starts having the best, your arch rival. Starts paying more than you are.
Yes.
And stealing more than you are. And the guy you taught every dirty trick there was in the world is now better than you at dirty tricks. I quit.
I saw a great note this weekend about how there was a book, a really good book, on how the Badgers turned things around. Because they were awful.
Yeah.
90s.
I've told you.
Don Morton. So, but the best
Don,
part.
He's walking through the trophy room and the fans see him and they go, ah!
Yeah, and Don was Brew before Brew.
Yeah.
Like, they're the same guy.
But not completely. Well, I mean, you didn't have to check your billfold after he left the room.
I remember going to Big Ten football media day in Chicago and hearing Don.
But it was, gushing.
Yes.
Yeah, gushing.
So anyway, but the book, I guess, is about how Wisconsin turned things around. They dropped sports.
Who wrote it? Baggett?
No. I think it was a national guy. But anyway, long story short, what it didn't entail was Barry Helfrich came from Iowa.
Yes.
Where Hayden taught him every dirty trick. Do you think all those running backs from New Jersey just found Madison on a map?
Yes, because they used to find Iowa City on a map.
That's
he brought with him the recruiter. Who was the recruiter?
I forget the name, but yes.
African-American assistant. I can't remember what the name guy. But Barry brought him to Wisconsin, and boom, all of a sudden Ron Dayne says, I'm not going to Iowa City. I'm going to Madison, Wisconsin.
And Barry, and that's why Hayden eventually got out, because Hayden said, I'm being outdone by my former assistants who are doing every dirty trick I did.
Yes, that's right. Hayden was a beauty. I would have hated to cover him, man. Oh, God, what a smug. But I went out there to the Rose Bowl with him. That was the first Rose Bowl I covered. They went out there for the first time. Oh, it was 81, right?
Yeah, 80, it was early.
80 season, I think.
Early 80s, yeah.
Yeah, it was great, because these Iowegians were all, they hadn't been there since 59, maybe 58?
That's right.
They hadn't been there since 58, I think, and they were pulling up in front of that Huntington Hotel and honking their horn like they were back and seeing, like it was an annual trip. I think they went twice in the 50s, don't they? Didn't they go twice?
With Forrest?
Yeah, Force.
Yeah, because then they got back in the 60s.
Well,
Burns
the legend is Force cheated like crazy for that era, and then he wouldn't let Burnsy cheat. because he was one of those guys that wanted to, you know, there's a lot of these guys. You know, you think Saban's rooting for the next guy at Alabama to go to win a national championship? No, he's wants him to go 8-5.
Yes, yeah. which he probably has set the guy up to do. Because to your point, Georgia's now getting the guys that Nick used to always get.
Yeah, and if you go to Iowa, I mean, if you go to Alabama and you're a hotshot recruit and you're the second string quarterback, you're going somewhere else next year. You can't keep him around.
Right.
And, you know, he liked having his choice between Tua and who was the other?
Jalen Hurts.
He had two. Yeah, he had two of the eight greatest quarterbacks. He had two of the current eight best quarterbacks in the NFL.
And he was threatening to leave. Yeah. Hey, I might take the Texas job. Pissed off that the kids are threatening to leave. That's what I'm saying. It's so hypocritical.
It is. I'm going down to Mankato tomorrow to see their men's team is playing. They've hosted one of these regionals, and they still have an Elite Eight, you know, tournament. But they're playing Northwest Missouri, who's a powerhouse, in the regional final, which has been in Mankato for the last 3 days. But I got to track down the AD, and how do you, in this current environment, run what's been an extremely successful Division II program with Division I hockey, big bills, and full service, and they're really good in everything. But, I mean, God, the squeeze has got to be on, because D2 is kind of the wasteland of sports, and just like FCS is now the wasteland of college football, which is a 1AA. But I got to ask, you know, they – by the way, they were up at Michigan Tech this weekend and apparently got super hosed.
Did you see? I saw the replays.
And now, there were two big calls. They said the puck was covered
in the crease. Well, and the guy, that was not the worst one. The worst one was the kicked in goal against them by Tech.
Yeah.
Where the kid turned to skate, literally directed it in, and they said it was a goal.
Yeah, apparently they
college got, hockey officiating like CCHA and NCHA, there's huge problems.
Well, I mean, officiating is, you know, nobody wants to do it, and you don't blame them.
I saw your note about the
apparently girls. It was awful. Apparently it was awful.
I saw that play too.
Yeah, yeah. The kid from Albany got, you know, the charge, and they called it a charge, and somebody thought her heel was in the circle or something and came over and over the guy came over and overruled it. But then there were other calls too. Apparently it was a very low key. One of our prep guys, I'm not going to name him, was covering the game. Well, I guess you could look at his byline if you wanted to, but said it was just awful the whole game. The officiating was just, which is too bad because you got the two best teams in the state playing a hell of a game. But what are you going to do? Nobody wants to do it.
That's the thing.
It's not their fault they're out there. It's you up in the stands who are screaming at them when they're going to 12-year-old games, because anybody who coaches youth sports doesn't want to move up because they get abused so much as it is. I mean, it's a tough job. Everybody says, why don't you do it? Well, first of all, I'm 78 with bad knees, and I'd have to have one of those pusher things to go up and down.
High school, I don't fault referees.
No.
That's a tough one. Now, college, like hockey, you have replay to help you at times.
Yes, that's
so, like,
right.
There's a lot more of a chance to correct things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
I think they do look. I think they still, but, you know, high school, I don't blame one official.
High school basketball, men's and women's. They tried to go to having the first round of the state tournament, the quarterfinals, played around the state. They packed gyms. They packed gyms for these games, but the outstaters all whined because they didn't get to come to the Twin Cities. You got to just stand up and say no. Tuesday night, Super Tuesday. Everybody plays the quarterfinals all around the state. In the Twin Cities, you can play the games at one of the big arenas for 3A and 4A, right? You play you have four Final Fours at one site. You got, you know, semifinals for two classes on Thursday, semifinals for two classes on Friday, and then you do what you do. You have four title games. And if they don't like it in Perham, tell them to take a hike. Did they look at the last election? Trump took 79 counties and still got his ass kicked in Minnesota. We got the people. We got the votes, the metro area. We don't care about if you're Madden Ruthson or not. You know, go to.
And you're from a small town.
Yeah, go to Wabasso for the sectional final, to the quarterfinal game. Fill the gym, have a great time, and if you win, you go to the state tournament. You don't want to come to Minneapolis anyway. You're afraid of it. So, you know, that's just once in a while, democracy doesn't work. And this is one of them, you know, just, you know, make it, you know, so you bring 16 teams to town. People won't be nearly as confused. And Albany is playing Providence and you say, oh, good. Yeah, that'll be a great semifinal. So,
right.
On something, but that's probably not going to happen. So you're going to continue to play at 10 a.m. Wednesday. You have, the Jones brothers from Apple Valley, when they could have put 10,000 people in the arena, played at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, you know.
And Target Center is not used because the girls couldn't use it because of the Big Ten tournament? Or
yes, I think so. Big Ten
tournament. The whole thing's at
But the
Williams.
Boys are here.
Yeah.
Which, of course, then screws up the Timberwolves because they got to play a back-to-back. They play in Utah tonight, and then they play Denver here tomorrow night because starting Wednesday, the boys' tournament, and they wanted to have the boys' tournament, I guess. I don't know. So, anyway, they want to be the basketball place.
Right,
you know?
But, right.
Anyway, they, you know, just sometimes they don't always have to get what they want, you know? Here's what I always said about – you know, we got to treat the small town athletes greatly. You know what? I was a small town semi-athlete, and you know what the advantage was? You got to play. You got to be on the team. If I'd been in Edina, they'd say, you want to keep score?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I did at Benilde.
If you're in a big school, yep, you don't get to play. If you're out in Hackensack, you get to play. That's the advantage. And if you make it to the state tournament, if you're one of the four best teams, you can get to come down to Minneapolis. Somebody explain this to people. Although it's probably more difficult now to use logic than it's ever been, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, and look, when's the last time that the high school league did something that had common sense as opposed to being afraid of the fallout behind
it? The fallout. It's always the fallout. Yeah, and they probably get – they got the, you know, they got the 47 people board committee, yeah, and then the votes, the outstate Minnesota's got the votes, probably, you know.
I guess, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, tell me about your favorite place to get a car, Royce.
My favorite place to get a car, and I have proof of this. I might still have the documents in my folder there at the house in Golden Valley. The last five or six cars I've got have been at Brett Paul and Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. Now, I go to Apple Valley to get my Buicks. You can also get GMC, other GMC products there. But there's also a store in Hastings, so we got the Twin Cities kind of covered there, east and west and south, Apple Valley. But the interest rates are very good right now, 0.9%, 1.9%. I saw that. If you qualify for their financing, and you will, I'm sure. So, you know, check it out. It's the products are terrific. They got four varieties of SUVs, and the new little one is a gem. I saw one of those a month ago or so when I was at a kids' hockey game. So it's got enough room for the hockey equipment too. But anyway. These guys have taken care of me for over a decade now, and their sales staff, experienced sales staff, and they'll take care of you, make a good deal. They got a lot of used cars, too. And I've been telling people, I appreciate my 2019 Buick more now than ever because it doesn't ding at me too much. But so get yourself a used car, too. Whatever you want to do, they'll go out and make a great deal for you. Brett Paul, Jim Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers, Hastings, and Apple Valley. Check them out.
All right, Twins, Vikings, Wild. Choose your adventure.
The Twins, you're telling me Buck's not playing. Oh, look at the wind blowing today in Fort Myers.
Ryan just gave up a two-run homer as we...
I love those windy days in spring in Florida, don't you? When the wind's howling across the prairie out there. You're Dunedin. They were up in your... They were up at your home park yesterday, Dunedin. It's not the Dunedin of your youth, though, that the ballpark was...
There's a walkway now.
Yeah, I know.
What happened? It used to be a piece of crap.
It's old. And you could stay, across the street for $80 a night or something.
Oh, the Holiday Inn now is about $350.
Now it's unbelievable. I love Dunedin, though. It's just getting there that's a problem.
Yep.
I saw yesterday, in fact, getting there was so tough, they decided not to have Paddock make the trip. They had him pitch against some Boston minor leaguers instead of...
Oh, he was supposed to?
Yeah, he was
supposed to. Oh, I'm surprised he was supposed to go. That's a long trip for them.
Mm-hmm. But this guy right here is Joe Ryan is being counted on, and I'm wondering if... I'm worried about him.
Why so?
The second half of the season, the home runs allowed. Because
he was hurt, though. He didn't tell him that.
That's the truth. But he got away for about 2 years throwing high fastball. It was about everybody was a little bit late on that thing, and they weren't late on it later on in the year. So I don't know what's going on. Who's that Chucky now?
Joe Ryan is still, and he just tried to cut a ball off, and he slipped, and Rocco came out immediately to check on him.
Okay, all right.
Rocco's very concerned. Midseason form.
Well, yeah, Rocco is concerned. But here's my question.
He's okay. Yep.
Wallner's been terrible this spring, and we got to go back. He looked really good, and you like him as an athlete, big, tall, strong guy, great arm. Plays good outfield, and when he hits a home run, it's a monster. But he was not like primo. He was not a primo prospect, right? I mean, he was a good prospect,
right.
High draft choice, but not nearly in the Larnick category 2 years ago. And he strikes out a whole bunch. And even when he was hitting good, he struck out a whole bunch. This spring, he's been awful. And now I've only watched him hit a couple of times. But yesterday, I saw an at-bat against a Boston pitcher. He's not one of their primetime guys. But two center-cut fastballs, and he's kind of got that little extra lift on it, and he missed them both right down the middle. He was late on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then took a couple of pitches so he could draw a walk to 2-2, then the guy threw a little tiny breaking ball, nothing. I don't even know what it was. Might have been a semi-cutter or something, and he missed it by a foot. And I don't know. I'd either, A, give Larnick a chance to beat him out here in the last 10 days, although Larnick hasn't been killing it, to say the least.
Yep.
But, or... I'd consider putting Brooksley out in the outfield and see if he can, play the left field. I could think he could play left field.
He's in a great spring.
They're not going to do it, though. They're not going to. They're going to start. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if deep in their hearts, and they don't give you any information, especially on this, that Larnick and Wallner are now in competition to see who's going to be in left field to start the season.
I could see that. He's had a terrible spring.
Yeah,
it's not a bad spring. It's been a terrible spring.
No, he can't put the bat in the ball. He's striking out all the time. So you do not need. I didn't know CJ Krohn was with the Red Sox.
Just signed with them.
Just now?
Like a week and a half ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's deals to be had still.
Oh, God, yes.
It's like a garage. It's like a flea market.
Yes, right. When is...
the two pitchers still haven't signed.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, when is Boris going to give up and... It's harder to do that with a pitcher, because...
Yeah, I guess Snell has...
You can take the one-year deal,
I guess they've got... I forget what it was because the Astros turned it down. They've got a certain price point on Snell.
Yeah.
Was it 266? 2 years, 66 million? And then in and out.
And an out. And an out after each year? After the
I think it was after the 2 years.
Well, I would say I would make a 2 year 50 million for him, maybe, you know, but then that's. And if I would really like to get out on it, but the Twins aren't going to do that. But I don't know. I don't know his personality, if he's a competitor, but he certainly has no trouble leaving with one out in the sixth most of the time, or no outs in the
fifth. And if your bullpen's good enough, I guess you're okay. The Montgomery one surprises me. I thought he would have taken a deal somewhere.
Why didn't he take the Texas deal originally?
I don't know.
He's Jordan Montgomery. He had three good months.
Right.
He's not a guy that you say. Before last year, you say, oh, wow, we got Jordan Montgomery, and he's like 29 or 30, isn't he? Yeah. How old is he? He's been around.
Well, he went Yankees, Cardinals, Rangers, so yeah.
Yeah,
and he's good. He's good, but he's not.
I don't know why he didn't take. I mean, you just won the World Series with Texas, right?
Right.
Stay in Texas. They're going to pay you plenty.
Right.
You know, that was Scott, though.
He's 31, Pat.
Scott has gotten defeated a couple. It's kind of, you know, the Twins, he got defeated on Correa. He didn't get nearly what he promised Correa he was going to get. And now he's gotten Pete's back and up and at him, huh? After Pete's.
Yeah, he's got the cast, or he's got some type of cast on his left arm.
Yes. Does it cut down on his whispering? He doesn't whisper in the spring training.
Spring training games. I can read his lips right now.
Yeah.
This guy's bleeping horse bleep. Yeah.
So.
Scott's competition is going to use this against Scott.
Yeah.
He's leaving guys.
He got everybody. He's got everybody, but he's leaving them. You know, they're going to say, hey, he doesn't have, he can't, he's signing too many guys. I mean, the reason Correa came here is he got Seager and the second baseman sent me all that money from Texas, right?
Yep.
And he said, hey, I'm switching agents
because
he didn't get a deal before December 2nd, right?
Correct.
And then, you know, I mean, I'm glad the Twins got him. I think he classes up this club.
But at least Scott could blame the Correa thing on the physical.
Bad orthopedic.
Two guys hanging out there.
Yeah. Yeah, this Correa thing was the fault of the entire orthopedic.
They didn't understand what they were looking at.
not just U.S. orthopedic industry, the entire orthopedic industry.
Yep.
He sounded like Otter talking to the Dean Wormer, didn't he? You know, I'm not going to let you sit here and badmouth the United States of America.
Yep.
I'm leaving.
It's unbelievable.
It was. It was fantastic. But I don't. Boy, it is. Well, you know, when you're down there, and I was for years and years and years for a long time, and then sometimes, you know, way back 10 years ago, I used to only do like 10 days, 2 weeks. But you think that it's like covering the Olympics. You think the whole world is focused on it, and then you're here down, and then you're here, and it used to be that way, but now it's not. Now it's just
it's football.
Yeah, now they're lucky to get the, you know, down at the bottom of page 3, about 14 inches. You know.
Yep. Well, there were more impact signings in the first hours of NFL free agency than there were all off season in this sport.
And people say, why doesn't baseball do that? Because they don't have a salary cap. No urgency for the players to go out and get the money.
And Manfred, I guess, suggested, hey, we should put a cap on signings far as the timing goes.
Yes, right.
And the agents went crazy.
They got to, because that would be legal screwing everybody, you know? Yeah, I mean, it would be.
It'd be great for the fans.
It's a good idea, but. But that's, you know, Scott Boras has made his whole reputation by waiting, you know, waiting people out. But you look now, he has taken no attention to the fact that the regional TV uncertainty has blown up the entire finances of
several teams,
20 of the 30 teams, you know, the teams. you know, there's you got your 10 who don't care that they got it. They're making all their money, you know, anyway, the Yankees and the Dodgers and these people. But 20 of them are like the Twins. Yep. The Rangers win a World Series, and they're not. They say we can't afford Jordan Montgomery.
Well, Cleveland, yeah. Look at Cleveland now. They're in the same boat too, and they cut down.
Yeah.
But you know the thing is, if they're ever going to get a set, which I don't think they probably will. But if baseball ever got a salary structure, i.e., cap,
yeah,
what they would have to, what the Players Association would have to get back then is a true revenue share of TV money. So, like, if I'm the Players Association and I ever agree to a cap, I say, that's fine. But now you got to share, and the Yankees and Dodgers and Red Sox are going to tell them.
No.
So you'll never have it.
That's the whole thing. No, you're not going to.
That's what they need.
I would guess that the union is, I mean, it's a completely different thing. The NFL doesn't pay for its farm system. Did you ever get this through your heads, people? Why the NFL? It's these guys, the Twins, their payroll is $130, let's say. That's only the half of it. In the NFL, what your payroll is 80% of your expenses. Then you got 20% of the staff, which you got these huge staffs. But in the NFL, you got to pay for your own development. The NFL says, well, we'll go to your pro day, you know, or we might, you know, we might put an advertising board up at your game or something. But they got a free farm system, just like the NBA does. You know, they got a free farm. Well, they got the G League. But
the G League's more of an investment now than they used to have. But
God almighty, you watch the other day, amidst it all yesterday, NBA TV had a G League game on. And it was our Wolves.
Ohio?
It was our Wolves, St. Patrick's Day, and I watched about 3 minutes. They might have had 1,200 in there, which is about 1,000 more than when I went and saw them play.
In Des Moines?
In Des Moines. But
it's a great building.
Nobody cares. Nobody, I mean, no, you know, these guys are just all out there dribbling. And, you know, each team in that league has like one or two guys that might get called back up and down, like Luka, right?
Right.
But it seems to be a wasted investment to me. I don't know. Let them all go play in Europe or some damn place. I don't know.
I will say this, in watching a bunch of college basketball, the shooting, as you've talked about in that sport now, is
not
just
like it was.
I mean, there's a few guys on each team, sure, but, you know. No,
that Terrence Shannon was good. Ooh,
that's what I was thinking.
God, he was, because he can go to the basket and do everything. He beat Wisconsin, but you know, Wisconsin. Tennis wasn't bad, I think, because of Wisconsin. They had looked like 8,000-9,000.
It looked
people.
Like the last Saturday and Sunday were fine.
The Gopher game was not a sellout. They hadn't gotten on the Ben Johnson bandwagon there. So.
I still don't understand how you have the host team play
11.
I understand it falls in how it's supposed to go.
Yes.
But don't you just say, I mean, they have created pods in the NCAA to get teams closer to home for the NCAA tournament, which used to be, forbidden.
Did. Yeah, it used to be the region.
They took you halfway across the country.
Yeah, the region was. The region was the region in the first and second round.
Now I don't understand a thing. The pod, you got a pod here. And
yeah, it comes from, and they, you know, they, I was trying to figure out where New Mexico was going. Why did they, I thought New Mexico would be in Salt Lake or something.
Yeah.
And they ended up sending them out someplace. But anyway, it's so, here's the other thing about it. You know, the women's tournament is fun because you got five or six elite star players that you know about. But the idea that they had a stat yesterday, I actually was clipping TV, and the 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the women's basketball tournament, the one in the 16-team bracket, a 16-team region, has lost once.
Mm.
Once.
Yeah.
The record is like 371-1. So they have a bit of a balance problem still.
It's like hockey.
Yeah.
women's on a smaller scale. Women's hockey, they've got the same. They've had the same problem.
But they only have like 38 teams or something.
Right,
like
but I'm
that.
Just saying you don't get a competitive balance.
I don't know. Is the heat on Brad Frost? He didn't have a very good year. And then they play for 4 hours and
but
can't get it going.
Four OTs, right?
Huh?
Four OTs.
Yeah. They've at Clarkson, which is the Eastern power, but I don't know. They have gotten far inferior to Ohio State and then inferior to Wisconsin, too. I mean, they played Wisconsin close.
Mark Johnson's still there, right?
Yeah.
At Wisconsin?
Yeah, he is.
He's incredible.
He had a chance to be the men's coach and didn't want the job, basically.
I don't blame him one bit.
I don't blame him either. Did you see who quit? Bah Harrington quit at Mankato.
I did see that.
At Mankato. He'd been there 9 years.
And, I did see that. But he's, what, 60?
Yeah, he's got, well, he was
60-something.
80, and he was a bit of a veteran on that team, wasn't he? So. He
I remember him at St. John's.
Yeah.
He coached at St. John's at one point, I think.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. He was, I think he tried to get the UMD job when they hired Sandlin.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, eighth place for UMD in the NCHC, last place this year. Ooh. I think they were last. So.
Did you catch any of the Gopher game Saturday night against Michigan?
A little bit.
I was not impressed.
No, we finally got a Snuggy Jr. Fired one in with about a minute to go, but that was it, right?
Yeah, Snuggy Jr., since he came back from the World Juniors, I don't think has impressed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I know that I was going to go over there and to the press conference this week and texted him and said, is Snuggerud going to be there? And they said, no, not one of the players. Now I'm not taking that to mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he, I saw some tweets about his two-way game is not up to snuff. I assumed he was going to probably, once they're done, join the Blues, and he still might. But,
So are we, Vegas wins last night. Is that's bad for us,
that's
right?
Bad,
five
yeah.
points now.
And St. Louis won, so now the Blues are the first team out. 1 point ahead of the Wild.
1 point ahead of the Wild. The other night, they came back and got a point out of that. They were down 2-1. When did they score?
Third period.
I know, but I was watching it and back and flipping
9 minutes
back
left.
And forth.
They
oh, that much.
Tied
okay.
it. They
who got it? One of our Ruskies?
Rossi got the first one from Kaprizov. Kaprizov got the second one. Kaprizov's done this by himself.
Does the new Russian look okay?
He only played like 9:36 or something
really?
On Saturday. Yeah, you know.
Is he a center?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who can play wing? But unfortunately, the head coach is bound and determined to drive all of his top players into the ground to make a play to try and make a playoff run, which is going to lead to nothing.
So he's kind of the version of Fitchy then, huh?
He's Tibbs.
Yeah,
Tibbs. He's turned into Tibbs. Hockey Tibbs.
I see. Tibbs beat the Kings the other night. And he only played Bronson 40, and Bronson got 40 points.
Tibbs must not be feeling up to snuff. But, yeah, he played Kaprizov on Saturday like 24-something, which for a forward.
Yes.
And my question is, are you just going to continue to do this until your team's eliminated? Like, you make the playoffs, they're all going to be driven into the ground.
When are they home? They got to be home this week a couple of times, right?
Wild? Yeah. They're actually Tuesday, Wednesday, Anaheim and LA Kings.
Good for them.
The Kings are a big game for them.
They get to play Anaheim, though. That's
and Fleury has now started four consecutive games, so he's the number one goalie.
What's that? Yeah.
He's 39.
Down on Gus.
We're down on Gus.
Gus the bus,
yep,
man.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
All right. We'll do this again one of these days.
Sounds good.